Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to talk politics today, and I've been really concerned. We had Daniel Turner on with us Friday as he gives us our Friday report, and he said something that kind of got my wheels turning and kind of got me a little bit. I could kind of hear the not discouragement, but I could just hear it in his voice as to, well, how are we going to fight this? How can we fight this? And it was on my mind this morning and all weekend it was on my mind, and I came up with a few quotes and some things that I'm going to share with you today. The enemy is in front of us. The enemy is behind us. The enemy is to the right and the enemy is to the left. They can't get away now. And that's from Douglas MacArthur. I was reading in Sunday school. We were reading in Daniel chapter 2, where he was interpreting a dream for the king. And it was talking about the dream was about a statue that fell and broke apart. And he explained how the kingdom shall be divided. It was partly made of clay and partly made of iron. And it says, and those of the feet were partly of iron and partly of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile. Well, a nation can survive its fools and even ambitious. But it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly, but the traitor moves amongst us, those within the gate freely. His sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. And that comes from Marcus Tullius Cicero. We are facing a huge division in this nation right now. Enemies within? I put a question mark on that. While they're not so cunning these days, they're not so quiet. They are exposed for the true traitors that they are, if you can see what's going on. There are those who are very wealthy, fighting and investing at every turn against the people, against the citizens, against the worker bees of this nation. And this is a great divide for sure. When the elected make nearly four times the average American, and yet they believe themselves worthy of a raise, we definitely have some kind of a divide, don't we? Many of these are the same ones that are pushing for wage equality. Don't buy that lie. Well, today we're going to bring back Daniel Turner. We're going to talk a little bit about the politics of today. We might even take a little trip to Iowa and see what's going on there. Daniel, welcome back. How are you doing today?
Thanks for having me on, and I do apologize to you and your listeners for being so angry on Friday.
No, we need to get angry on occasion. As I had a good friend listener that used to say, we need to have a righteous anger. And I think that's what you had going on. You know, how do you fight somebody with $500 million? How do you fight that?
We're going to have to take
MacArthur's attitude about the enemy behind us, in front of us, to the right, to the left. He can't get away now.
$500 million and joke science, right? $500 million dedicated to causes that don't exist, to tackle evils that aren't in the world, right? This whole climate change, we have to cut our emissions. I mean, it's just, it's all based upon lies, and yet we're going to dedicate $500 million to it.
You know, the joke is on us because the American people have paid for the scientists that are causing this, that have come up with this data, and these that just keep falling into it. And I think they're doing it, you know, it's It's by design. Unfortunately, that is part of the enemy within. It's by design to control more of this nation, to control its land, control its natural resources, and we can debate till the cows come home, so to speak, as to why they want to control it all, but the truth is they do want to control it all. And we have to fight every step of the way.
Absolutely. And you know, when I mentioned this on Friday, and I've mentioned this on other programs as well, someone will get rich with this Green New Deal, right? When Michael Bloomberg says he's going to invest $500 million to transition our entire electric grid off of fossil fuels, well, he thinks this is good for the earth and the environment, let alone what it does for workers and what it does for just freedom and prosperity. But that means they're going to have to buy an awful lot of solar panels and wind turbines, and who makes them, right? And someone is going to make a lot of money off of these schemes. There's no doubt about it.
You know, it's a sight to see if you ever see them transporting those wind turbines on a truck down the highway. That's quite a sight to behold. Have you ever seen that?
I have not, actually, no.
I saw that one day I was traveling. I was traveling up through Wisconsin, and I think it's when I went up to Minnesota to have a meeting. And I thought, what on earth is he pulling behind there? I mean, it was huge, huge. It was one of those turbines.
Wow.
Yeah, they had transported with a truck, and that truck runs on fuel, fossil fuel. It was a sight to behold because they were huge.
And it's just this frustration that I have of the number of men and women and jobs and communities that will be devastated in his $500 million escapade. But there are also shorter long-term consequences, things that will happen in the first 5, 10 years, et cetera. Of just electric grids failing, of huge rockets skyrocketing utility costs, right? No scientist has ever, or no climate change scientist or green energy scientist has ever been able to explain to me why every country or every state in the case of America that has adopted these panels and these policies, why their electric bills are through the roof. In Germany, we base electricity prices off of kilowatt hours and how much you pay for a kilowatt hour of electricity. In America, the average is 12 cents a kilowatt hour. Some have higher, some have lower, clearly based upon the state where you live. Germany's average is 31 cents per kilowatt hour. I mean, that's almost three times the price. And why is that? Because Green New Deal, right? Green politics. We're going to get off of Angela Merkel closed all the nuclear power plants after the Fukushima disaster. When they had the tsunami in Japan, right? Again, we joked about this on the air. Does she think Germany was going to have a tsunami anytime soon? I don't know, but she's closing the nuclear power plant. She phased out coal because she thinks it's bad. Well, your average German citizen is paying three times the electric bill. Three times the electric bill for me would be $350 a month. I can't swing that.
No.
I don't like my $100 bill.
Yeah, I don't either. Mine's, you know, in the summer you got to try and conserve with the air conditioning, and in the winter you got to kind of conserve with the, we've got gas here, conserve with that, and you try to do what you can to keep those costs low. But I would bet you that these that are fighting this, they don't do that. They don't have to worry about their electric bill, their gas bill, how to pay it. Do you think?
Not when they're worth $58 billion. It's very easy to pay your electric bill when you're worth $58 billion.
I don't see him wearing a sweater and keeping that air condition or that furnace turned down real low. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're visiting today with Daniel Turner. We're going to open up the phone lines, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Daniel and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VACUPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Daniel Turner with us today of Power of the Future. I want you to visit Power of the Future. You know, he was here a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, and he had asked you guys, and I hope you took him up on that, and if you didn't, you still can, he gave us the email address, and he wants you to email him if you have something you want him to check into, myths that you hear. Is this correct? Is this not correct? So I'm going to let you give that email address again, Daniel, and we see if we can't get some more interaction there.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that, and I love hearing from your listeners and just people all across the country. And what I was asking for is people who can who hear these climate myths, these end of times, 12 years to live, we're running out of oil, the plastics are filling the ocean, all these rumors and things that are taken as fact, whether or not they're true. And so it asked people, if you could email me, hey, I keep hearing this. Is this true or not? Daniel@powerthefuture.com. And I would just love to hear what you all hearing, and maybe we can distill, put a little bit of truth into those facts.
You know, there's so many things that are going around. I was trying to write powerthefuture.com here. And so many of them are only half truths, and some of them have no truth whatsoever in them. So go ahead, and if you've heard something, email Daniel and ask him, is this true? What is the basis on this? And I was thinking as you were talking about that, you know, they're getting rid of the, remember when they, and I had a caller, and maybe that was when you were on, we had a caller talking about the plastic straws, and they went from plastic straws to get away from paper straws because they were going to save the trees, and now they're going back to paper straws, from plastic back to paper straws. So do you want soybeans or do you want trees?
I remember that as a kid going to the grocery store with my mom when they made the switch from paper bags to plastic bags because we were trying to save the trees. And even that, right? And we're going back to the early 80s. There was not a pushback to say, wait a second. Save the trees? Trees are just crops. They take a long time to grow. But do you really think the paper companies aren't planting trees? And they, I remember even as a little kid thinking, that doesn't sound right, because if I own a paper company and I cut down a tree, I would probably plant a few more. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a company in a few years. But we just accepted that. We're running out of trees in America. And we've made policy about it, right?
They've never had the timber industry. They've never had a fence line to take care of in rural America, or they'd realize there's never a shortage of trees because you constantly have to pull the trees and cut the trees out of the fence line. They're just constantly growing up. They ain't managed. You know, I took a trip when one of my sons was in the Army, and he was stationed up in the Seattle area, Fort Lewis up there. And we took a trip up through Seattle and Oregon, you know, through the mountains up there. There's no way you can ever cut all those trees down. And the ones that are logging and taking care of that, they do take them down and then they replant them. So, you know, it's not like everybody's just trying to destroy this country or destroy the land. There are abusers. There's no doubt about that. There's abusers in every industry you've got, whether it's in farming and logging and trucking and politics. No matter what industry you're in, there are abusers, and we do watch for that. And I think we've done so much improving in this nation. So
we absolutely have.
Email him with the myths that you've heard and see what you can come up with, and see what he can come up with for you. Go ahead.
You know, I was thinking, Beth Ann, when you were mentioning how the in your opening remarks, how the members of Congress want a raise. They want a $4,500 raise. I believe they're making $174,000, and they want to go roughly to almost $180,000. And in the commercial break, I was looking up the average salary in America, which is right now $56,000.
Oh, 56.
Yeah,
$56,000.
Yesterday. Okay. Okay. I found the wrong statistic, but my
point was, I don't know.
We
Googled pretty fast too, so. Go ahead. It's still a huge difference.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah. We're still talking about a very big difference. So I say we should allow them to have their raise, their $4,500 raise, if they allow the income on that to be what Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez said we needed to do to the tippy-tippy tops, right? Remember, she wants to tax people at a certain rate of 90%. So we will give you your $4,500 raise, but we will tax it at 90% and then see if they will vote for it. Because then they would really just be giving back to the American people. And isn't that what we should do with our taxes?
Now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says, it's not even like a raise. It's superficial.
Like, no.
It's not even really a raise. It's like,
it's not.
Does she think we're crazy? It's just.
And if it's not even like a raise, then why do you need it?
Well, yesterday I read it on the news. Well, I think everybody should get a raise. So I think it's okay. It's all right. I think everybody should get a raise. I'm thinking, you think everybody should be equal, but I don't see that happening either. I don't see them lowering their raises to raise ours. Do you see that happening? I haven't seen Bernie yet suggest that. Now, Bernie did say he was against the raise, but, you know, that's all mouth. Of course he is. He's a millionaire because he wrote a book. If you write a book, you can be a millionaire, too.
Exactly. Isn't that how capitalism works?
But he doesn't like capitalism, it can't be that.
But the hubris of the members of Congress, there is becoming this greater divide of the people who make our laws and those who have to abide by said laws. And I think AOC is a true example of that, right? She wants to bring about this revolution of ideas and really change the fabric of our country and our founding. But she will not abide by those laws, and we already have evidence of that and how she conducts her personal and her private life, right? The transportation modes that she chooses to use, the places where she chooses to shop, the clothes that she buys. Again, I'm not going to begrudge her for buying a $3,000 suit for a photo shoot. I think everyone should be able to afford a $3,000 suit, but I also don't plan on penalizing people for their industry or their job while at the same time wearing a $3,000 suit for a photo shoot. And so it's just their disconnect and their hypocrisy. I hope it will be their undoing.
You know, it ought to be more and more evident to the American people. And what really concerns me is that they don't pay attention. And I'm not talking about my listeners, people out there. I'm not talking about you. But people just don't pay attention to what's going on. And, you know, they made a big deal. The Democrats made a huge deal out of some real expensive blouse that Mitt Romney and Romney wore whenever he was running for president. And yet, they're no different. They're no different. They do the same thing. And it's just, you know, what's the old saying? If I point my finger at you, I've got three of them pointing back at me or something like that. So, but
yeah.
I have not bought a $3,000 blouse or $3,000 suit, so that's probably not going to happen in the near future for me. But anyway, we'll just keep it going.
No, and I like mine, and I think that's what she and members of Congress have a difficulty understanding, is that most Americans, you know, they all want more. They all want better. We all want to improve and grow and have economic opportunity. But most people we are a contented nation. And which started under President Obama but continues now, this stirring up of class envy has never been part of our national fabric. I mean, the wealthiest men in America were Jefferson and Washington, and no one ever just looked at them and said, well, what would you know about our plight? You're a millionaire, billionaire landowner in Virginia, right? We've never had a society that pinned people against each other based upon socioeconomic status. And Obama gave us that, right? And Bernie runs on that as well, and that is really straight out of Marxist philosophy. Of an us versus them. We've never been an envious nation. And sure, we've always wanted to have more prosperity, but we've wanted more than anything else the opportunity to achieve it for ourselves. And there is a growing disdain of the other because they have more, and a growing hatred for people who have more than we do. And that's not part of who we are. There's a lot more I could say on that. It could get very controversial. But that is a growing trend that we see in other countries, and maybe those countries are bringing it with them as they come in larger numbers, unassimilated into our country. But that's not part of American spirit.
No, it's not. And I do want to address that. And you and I were talking about something when we texted this morning about Iowa and the Democrats going to Iowa and trying to relate to the common man. And I want to talk about that. And I have a little something to share about what you just said when we come back from this break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking with Daniel Turner of PowerTheFuture.com, and we will be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. and always use the promo code BethAnn.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with our good friend Daniel Turner. He's a sponsor of the show through Power the Future. You can visit his website. Lots of good information there to stay on top of. PowerTheFuture.com. That's PowerTheFuture.com. You can email him. Let him know you appreciate him here. But also, he's wanting to serve you. So if you have a myth or something you just are curious about in the energy realm, send him an email. That's Daniel@PowerTheFuture.com. That's Daniel@PowerTheFuture.com. You mentioned, Daniel, before we went into that last break, about Marxism. Well, in the Rules for Radicals, which, you know, Hillary Clinton and President Barack Obama love and used, number 8 is class warfare. It says, divide the people into the wealthy and the poor. This will cause more discontent, and it will be easier to take or tax the wealthy with the support of the poor. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like anything we hear on a daily basis, particularly from the Democrat Party and their socialistic ways? You know, Bernie said we're ready for us. He thinks the United States is ready for a socialistic democracy. What do you think?
Yeah, without a doubt. And that is right out of Saul Alinsky's playbook, and so I'm glad you mentioned it for your listeners. But that's what we hear all the time, and I think there are two really big false flags here that just need to be exposed. I mean, the Bernie Sanderses will still believe it regardless of how many facts you throw at them. But one of the facts is that no one is poor because someone rich stole their money. Right? That's not how economics works. That's not how wealth creation works. And so this idea that, well, you are poor because someone is rich is just flat out wrong. But I think even a more important statistic is we always have had a poor class in America. The whole world has poverty. Our percentage of who is considered poor is definitely shrinking and has shrunk over time. But it's probably not going to get beyond a certain number. Let's just say it's 15% of America is considered poor. But the same people aren't always in that same 15%. People fall into poverty and get out of poverty. And kids of poor parents sometimes go on to be rich. And kids of rich parents sometimes go on to become poor. And so they say, well, we have 15% poverty in America. That could be true. It is true. But it's not the same people, right? And there is mobility out of poverty. But stealing from the rich is not the way to do it.
Well, you know, but they can legislate it, and Congress has managed to do that. So, it's, you know, when we were talking about their salaries compared to the average American, and then they want to give themselves a 45% raise. Well, it's like not really like a raise, but it's $45, yeah. $4,500 a year. That's a pretty good raise. I don't care where you are. That's a pretty good sized raise. But
absolutely. That's a couple hundred bucks more every paycheck.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The Democrats are in Iowa. And you and I kind of mentioned that on text this morning. I was going to see what you had been reading or watching in that arena.
You know, what was funny to watch them over the weekend is there were so many in Iowa, not Joe Biden, and I have thoughts on that, but there were, I believe, 19 of the 23 candidates were in Iowa. They were so crowded that they were literally banging into each other. They were at the same places, the same rallies. It was peaceful. There were no problems or conflicts. But you had all these little pockets of supporters standing on the same street corner because their candidate was inside pretending to like ice cream or whatever they do to look like they appeal to the regular folks of Iowa. So it was amazing to see them running around the state trying to build this appeal. But I always think of President Trump in Iowa, who got into some trouble back in 15 because he brought his helicopter and was giving free helicopter rides to the kids. He didn't put on his coveralls. And you mention this all the time, Beth Ann. You buy your tool belt and it's brand new and it's still shiny. And it's like, I've always had this, right? He didn't go to the store and buy a pair of boots. He didn't put on a pair of jeans. He wore his same dark suit and his same long red tie. And he brought in his helicopter and he won.
He was who he was.
He was himself. Yep. Mm-hmm.
People appreciate
that. I'm wondering how these folks are going to do as they try to appeal of pretending to care about the things that people in Iowa care about just to win their votes. Hopefully the Iowans see through it.
Oh, I think the Iowans will definitely see through it. I had watched just a little bit last night on TV. They weren't showing a lot, but they did show some, and it was Beto O'Rourke, and he was in. It looked like a church sanctuary. That's what it looked like. It looked like a church that he was in and talking to the people, and there were very, very few people there in the church. And of course, he's not the bottom candidate, but he's close. He's really gone down.
He is.
He's not the bottom candidate, but he's really close to the bottom. And I think it's just because he keeps saying stupid stuff. And he did quit standing on the tables. I think he took somebody's advice there. He quit standing on the tables to speak to everyone. But I don't know what his thing was about that.
And I think he realized that he's really not that good a politician. He's not that talented an individual. He has never really done anything of significance other than narrowly lose to Ted Cruz, which is an impressive for a Democrat in Texas. It's not as impressive when you take into consideration how unpopular Ted Cruz is, unfortunately for Ted Cruz. But that's just kind of the liberal hubris, though. I almost won a Senate race, so therefore I'm going to run for president. It just seems bizarre to think that you can fail your way to the top in the Democrat Party. And you go through the whole lot of them. The very few candidates who have done anything I think of significance our Governor Hickenlooper, who is the governor of Colorado, and Mr. Schultz, but I don't think he's running as a Democrat. I think he's running as an independent because he actually created and built and the entire Starbucks empire. And at least he knows what the value of a dollar is and how to create jobs because he's done it. The rest of them have just been career politicians that really have nothing. Yeah, he did. He got booed
for saying that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, but, you know, what they run on, what their noise is anyway, is all negative stuff. They're not even talking about the American candidate, the American people. They're talking about illegal aliens. Of course, they want to call them migrants or illegal immigrants or just immigrants. They don't even want the illegal put on there. They talk about those and how we need to take care of them. They talk about free health care for everyone. They talk about abortion. We need to be willing to kill babies even after they're born. That's just part of the women's rights. I mean, the things that they're promoting are so horrible, and they really do nothing for the American people, unless you're one of those with a handout, with your handout to get free stuff, which isn't going to last long once they, if they ever got their way, it's not going to last very long because there isn't anything free.
And yes, and we live in this culture right now of sound bites and gotcha moments that we don't actually talk about the substance. And so I would love to ask the candidates, what should, in their presidency, what should the number of immigrants coming into America be? What is the acceptable number of, let's use their words, undocumented migrants crossing the border? What is an acceptable number? They will spin that and say, when I am president, we will not put kids in cages and respect the, and they'll get applause, and, you know, the moderator, Jake Tapper or Rachel Maddow, will move on to the next question. But that's a serious answer. What is an acceptable number of folks coming into the country legally and undocumented? And
but they
do
don't,
we as a country get to decide that number?
I guess not, because I think that number is unlimited because they want open borders. We should have everyone. I mean, it's like citizens of the world. We're no longer the United States of America in the eyes of these Democrat candidates. And I hear music. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We're visiting with Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. And Daniel and Beth Ann will be right back.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, MyPillow.com.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-388-3888. 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code Bethann and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more ribbons.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with our good friend Daniel Turner of Power the Future. You can visit the website, powerthefuture.com. He has all kinds of articles and information there, and you can also donate to the cause there. You know, we talk about an awful lot of stuff, Daniel, and when I came on the air in my short little monologue this morning, I was talking about the enemy in front of us, the enemy behind us, the enemy to the right, the enemy to the left, and now they can't get away. You know, the American people need to take that attitude, and it's difficult. I know when we're fighting the big dollars that we're fighting, you know, even now, everybody that's fighting the president over this deal in Mexico, they were all upset about that because that's going to make things higher in America. Yet when I got some statistics in, what the illegal aliens are costing the American people on the annual is $116 billion annually. And when you subtract that by 330-some million people, that's a whole bunch of money. And we're the ones that are making a very little amount on the average, while Congress is making the big bucks and think they need to have another raise. It's we're fighting so many things, and everything is attached to the energy realm. Everything is attached there. And it just seems like sometimes it's overwhelming, but we can't give up. Like I told you yesterday, losing's not an option. And so I do appreciate
it. No, not at all. Not if we want to preserve the nation the way it is right now. Losing is not an option.
No, it's not an option. And it's going to take all of us. We have to wake the listeners up. I know that my listeners, they're aware of what's going on, and they know some things as to the fights that are taking place in rural America. But we've got to get everybody active as well. Maybe you don't have dollars to give, but maybe you can do something else. You could definitely make phone calls. You could definitely write letters and send them. And they need to be hearing from us. They need to know, you know what? The average American makes $56,000 a year, or 57, or 47, or whatever it is, and you're making 174. That's not the ones that are like the big honchos up there. They make over 200. So. It's, you know, we're just fighting so many things. Their salary is of no, it's not significant to me, except that they're not doing their job, except we have this national debt, except they keep hammering at us about all the things we need to do to change our lives while they go about theirs the same every day. And that's what bothers me.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Exactly. I mean, that number you gave of what illegal immigration costs us and there's your raise right there. I mean, that's several thousand dollars, per person or per household, if you wanted to look at it that way,
yes.
That we're spending on illegal immigrants. And I understand the compassion role. I understand the role that we want to take care of those who are less fortunate than us, but you also have to, charity does have to begin at home. And it does seem very bizarre that if you come into the country illegally, you can walk into a hospital and get all of your treatment and leave and not pay a bill. You can put your kids into school and not have to pay taxes for it. That is not a Christian thing to do, or that is not charity when you treat those close to you worse than you treat somebody else.
And demand that the country you're moving into change their languages, change their way of teaching in the schools, change everything. What about our children? You know, what about them? What about the homeless that we have? Oh, my goodness, the homeless that we have in this nation and how our vets are taken care of or not taken care of. You know, of course, that varies from state to state and area to area, too. But it's something that we've ignored. We've not done it, or Congress has ignored and not done anything about. And then they tell us that we need to show compassion to these coming in this nation illegally. And I'm thinking, we can be compassionate, but let's use some common sense here. And
exactly.
You know, but like I said, it all comes down, everything comes back around to the energy realm, because it all takes energy. It's all going to take jobs. It's going to take jobs. It's going to take money. It's going to take all this. And that all comes from our energy and our natural resources. And that's where your power of the future is standing there for rule America and all America.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate that. I have a piece out on our website, and I just tweeted about it earlier, that America is poised to hit the 14 million barrel mark of how much oil we produce a day. I mean, those are numbers that I don't think people could dream were even possible, of how much oil and gas we as a nation are producing. And just other resources we have, particularly coal, which is now under attack even more so by Michael Bloomberg. But just how blessed we are as a country in terms of our natural resources, and how it does give us economic security. It does give us national security. It allows us to maintain the quality of life that we have. And it's threatening when members of Congress are trying to play politics with that, right, for the sake of climate change. Just like it's threatening when they tried to play with our health care for the sake of giving Obama a signature win, right? These are huge, important institutions that we can't let politicians in D.C. tinker with. They've tinkered with our education for the last 50 years, and look at what that's done to us as a country when we have elected officials who can't even mention the three chambers of government, the House, the bathroom, and I forget the third chamber that she has thought of government. Right? That's what happens when you let government tinker.
Yeah. You know, if President Trump would have said, I need you to give me more power so that I can consolidate the branches. What do you think that Congress, particularly the Democrats, somebody like AOC would have said? You know, but that was a statement from President Barack Obama in his 2012 State of the Union address. And it's just unreal what we're putting up with here as citizens. And part of it is because we lack the education and the knowledge that we need to have in our rights and our governments, whether they're the local or the state, and our constitution. You know, we don't even recognize what liberty is anymore, I don't think, Daniel.
No, I agree with you. And that's why it is important, even for the folks who are not going to vote for President Trump, who want to vote for the Democrat. It's a free country. But I would say it is essential to vote for somebody who does stand in a sense of awe and wonder about the greatness of this American experiment. And Barack Obama did not have that. He did not marvel at the greatness of America. He did not marvel at the genius of the Constitution or of our, the courage of our revolution. He saw America as generally a negative force in the world. He saw it as a hegemon that needed to be radically transformed, as he said it. Right? And we elected him twice for multiple reasons, but...
Go ahead.
Too bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Love you, Beth Ann. Thanks for having me.
I love you, too. You know, Daniel, I like your spirit, and I don't know why anybody would vote for a candidate who doesn't love America, who doesn't see the greatness that we were and how much better we can be. Not to be a service nation, not to be a nation that just gives out stuff, but a nation that stands on production and caring and God to bring America home. Thank you, Daniel.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.